Governor Cuomo has been to several key upstate cities in recent days, promoting a plan to declare tax-free zones around state college campuses in hopes of attracting new businesses.
Which are 100% tax-free communities that will be located all across the state of New York. This is how it will work.
He began his tour in Albany, where a nanotech center adjacent to the university has been considered a success. Later, speaking to reporters in Buffalo, Cuomo says he hopes his zero-tax zone will be a big solution for a big problem, the decades-long decline of the upstate economy.
There would be no place in this country that they could go and pay less taxes than they would pay in these areas.
Business groups have been generally supportive. Brian Sampson with Unshackle Upstate says it could help end the brain drain that's plagued the region for years and have some positive ripple effects on local economies.
Those people are going to need to rent apartments, buy homes. They're going to start frequenting the supermarkets, the restaurants, the Main Street businesses in those communities. So you're going to see an uptick there.
He says as the businesses become more established, they will also need a supplier base, which will trigger even more new companies. But Sampson says ultimately more needs to be done to retain the businesses that are already here and struggling with the state's high taxes. He says across-the-board cuts in the corporate tax rate, income taxes, and workers' comp costs, among other things, would ensure that any current or new businesses really do remain in the state.
We hope that what we don't see is, the governor and the legislature, clapping their hands, wiping them, and saying, okay, we're all done here. We're not done. This is a step in a direction, a piece of the puzzle, but the puzzle isn't put together yet.
Others have stronger misgivings. The largest state worker union, the Civil Service Employees Association, calls it corporate welfare. Ron Deutsch is with New Yorkers for Fiscal Fairness, a coalition of unions, environmental, and social justice groups. He says the two-tiered tax system creates an unfair economic playing field for already established businesses who will need to compete and imposes a greater burden on existing taxpayers.
Even though they're in a tax-free zone, are still going to be requiring police service, fire service, sanitation service. The employees are still going to be sending their kids to local schools to be educated. So while they're not going to be paying any taxes, the rest of us are going to be picking up the bill.
Deutsch says the plan reminds him of the failed empire zones created by past governors. The widely discredited economic development program tried to foster new businesses in disadvantaged areas, but instead became a favored tax break for politically connected companies.
It's just a rehash of old programs and old ideas that, quite frankly, have never worked.
Cuomo, speaking in Syracuse, says his zero-tax areas are nothing like the old Empire Zones, which he calls a complicated scheme.
I don't believe the Empire Zone program was well administered, and I think there was a lot of fraud in the program, and that won't happen here.
Cuomo says his plan will be modeled on other successful tax abatement programs in other states. Many of the details about the plan have not been released yet, including the exact criteria to qualify for the tax breaks, though Cuomo has said the companies must be linked to the mission of the specific college campus. A bill has not yet been released. Major party legislative leaders appeared with Cuomo for the announcement, but they have not yet completely committed to the plan. The governor is expected to push for the proposal in the remaining 4 weeks of the legislative session. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.